Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 11th of January. Starting off with 88 Energy, where there's been a clear break of recent resistance, post-September resistance, around the 0.51 pence level. And while we're above that, looking for a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from the end of July, as high as a penny. Hopefully as soon as the end of next month, as soon as the end of February. Any dips towards the 0.5 zone currently regarded as a buying opportunity. Stop loss back below that number. On to Armadale Capital, which I know has its fans. Hopefully soon they'll be more pleased, even more pleased with the stock than they have been of late. We had that bear trap last month down to the 3 pence level, and shares have pushed higher since then, breaking the neckline resistance from November at 4.1 pence. And the longer we stay above that, the better the chance of a move towards 6.5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a break of October resistance of 4.5 pence. But I think enough has been done as far as the bull argument here to get us going, especially given the way that currently looking at a run-up to the golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages, so that should provide extra momentum for the shares. Stock which has been dithering of late, but looks as though it might finally be in business, especially given the fundamentals that it's facing. Cat and Eye Innovation breaking above the 50 and 200-day moving averages today. So far, a 200-day line at 2.99, so an end-of-day close above that, which is a rising feature, which makes it a stronger feature, or a significant one. An end-of-day close above 2.99 should be enough to get the shares up towards the top of the rising November trend channel at 5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, maybe even the end of this month, the way things are going. But I know we've had plenty of false dawns here, so let's see if this situation finally breaks the back of the cynics and the bears. On to a stock which has had bumper news today, Castillo Copper, gapped higher through resistance. The resistance in question around 3.2 pence, that was from, well, basically October and above that, looking for at least the top of a an August broadening triangle up to 4.5, 4.6 pence. Over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Any dips in the meantime towards the 3.2, 3.5 area, regarded as a technical buying opportunity. Looking very strong given the fact that we've had a bear trap rebound and at least three gaps heading into the move today. So clearly somebody was expecting good news to emanate from this company even before today. On to the next situation, and it's the first stock, which is called Stobart. Here we've got Eddie Stobart Logistics, and here we've got a break of neckline resistance, the December resistance at 10 pence. Above that, on an end-of-day close basis, we should hopefully head towards the top of an October rising trend channel at 16 pence, ideally before, hopefully before the end of this month. We want to see a decent close above 10 pence today so that we don't get any of that silly business that we had in November with the bull traps through 10 pence. Moving on to stock which is looking quite encouraging and has got a bit of a following as well, Global Petroleum. The reason of inclusion today is because we've got what looks like a strong break above the 200-day moving average at 0.99 pence. At least while we're above last month's intraday resistance at 0.95, looking for at the top of a broadening August triangle at 1.8 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Stock which has been requested today, the first of three which are included, hence the slightly longer list than normal, is Horizonte. Here we've got the shares breaking through, breaking through the resistance from the end of the beginning of September, around the 8.95 pence level. End of day, end of week close above that this week, and we should be heading towards the top of a rising trend channel from September, as high as 13 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Early back well below the 8 pence, 8 to 8.5 pence, and really delaying the upside scenario. Another stock which has been requested today is Blue Jay Mining, which came off quite quickly after that spike through the top of that resistance line from July around the 14 pence, 14.5 pence level. The good news is it looks as though we found decent support here at this August uptrend line and today's low at around 10.3 pence. And while there's no end-of-day close back below that, we could still retest, last month's resistance towards 16 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month or even sooner. A good plus point to date, or at least early this week to look out for, would be an end-of-day close back above 11.3 pence, which is also the area of the 50-day moving average as well. So that would underline a bear trap scenario has just been played out. Stock which I covered yesterday is an example of ellipse trading. That is Kibo, and good to see that the shares have actually so far done the prerequisite, which was to break 0.24, 0.25 pence outside the ellipse pattern. End of day close where we are or above today, or at least above the 200-day moving average at 0.24 pence, should finally get the shares on the way towards a broadening May triangle at 0.45 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. If you're cautious of the shares, or cautious on the shares, then maybe you'd wait for 0.28 to break, but it looks as though I think we've finally got this situation going, especially after such an extended consolidation and flushing out of weak longs. Cadence is next, and here we can see that shares are attempting to break to the upside, need an end of day close really above 17 pence, and if we can get that on daily or weekly close basis today, this week rather, we should head towards the top of the June broadening triangle at 25 pence. Hopefully by the end of next month. Just a couple of stocks to go. Another request here is in the form of Stobart Group, and I couldn't resist looking at it anyway because of the battle that's going on between the stock and the 200-day moving average at 32 pence. End of day close, weekly close above that this week should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of a rising trend channel from July, as high as 53 pence by the end of next month, and all of that valid while we hold above the November peak at 29.5 pence on an end-of-day close basis. Finishing off with a stock which was covered last week and has made or is making good progress. We had the rebound for Tuple above the 200-day moving average at around 0.008 pence, and the weekly close above the 50-day moving average in that broken October resistance line at 0.1 pence has served the shares well. But above the 50-day line, we're looking for 0.21 pence at the top of the rising August trend channel. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.